Welcome to the Apple Insider Podcast. This is your host, Stephen Robles, and this is a special recap episode of Apple's California streaming event, where we saw the iPhone 13 and 13 Pro, that redesigned iPad mini, a new iPad 9th generation, plus the Apple Watch Series 7, and a bunch more. We're going to go through all the announcements from the event, and this episode is brought to you by our friends at Nebbia. You'll hear about those in a moment. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, started the event with some updates to Apple TV Plus, talking about some of the shows coming this fall. Foundations, the new TV series, is launching September 24th. A Tom Hanks movie called Finch will be coming out in November, and a show called Invasion coming October 22nd. So very cool. But the first physical product announcement was the base model iPad. We now have a 9th generation base model iPad. It has not been redesigned. It looks exactly the same like previous models, still has the Touch ID home button, but it now has the A13 Bionic chip, which makes it much faster, better graphic performance, a faster performance, and it'll be able to do things like live text, has an updated image processor, and they've updated the cameras. There's a 12-megapixel ultra-wide FaceTime camera now on this base model iPad, which makes it capable of doing center stage, which is that feature that it can zoom in and out and follow subjects while you're doing a FaceTime call or a Zoom call. It will be great for distant learning and things like that. The base model iPad still starts at $329, but they've upped the storage, so now the lowest storage is 64 gigabytes, which is a great upgrade. You can pre-order it right now on the Apple Store, and it launches September 24th. Then Apple went on to announce the new redesigned 6th generation iPad mini. This was the design that had leaked with the square sides that is reminiscent of the iPad Air and iPad Pro, iPhone 12. It will actually come with the A15 Bionic chip, which is the same chip coming to the iPhone 13 and 13 Pro. Apple didn't announce the chip right away, probably trying to save it for the iPhone part of the announcement, but it will have the A15 Bionic chip. It has a Liquid Retina 8.3-inch display, but with that edge-to-edge display design like the iPad Air and iPad Pro, it's going to be in a very compact body size. It has Touch ID on that power button, no Face ID, and it does have the USB-C port like the iPad Air and iPad Pro. You can also get this new iPad mini with 5G cellular connectivity, and it also has that updated FaceTime camera with the center stage feature, which will follow the subject, zoom in, zoom out. It's great. And it now supports the second generation Apple Pencil. It's pretty funny. If you see the Apple Pencil attached to the iPad mini, it's almost the full length of the iPad mini, but it works just like it does on the Air and the Pro. So that's great. And it comes in four colors, including this cool starlight color. It starts at $499. If you want to order the iPad mini with cellular connectivity, that adds $150 to that purchase price, but you can order it right now on the Apple Store, and it will deliver September 24th if you get in there quickly, and it will be available in stores Friday, September 24th as well. I actually just secured an iPad mini before I began recording this recap episode, so I actually have a starlight colored iPad mini coming on launch day, September 24th, and got that new folio case that Apple has made for this new mini model. You can pick that up right now on Apple's online store as well. Next in the event was the Apple Watch Series 7. They did touch on watchOS 8 and added a new feature that actually detects bike ride workouts automatically and fall detection on bike rides. So that's a cool feature coming to watchOS 8. But the Apple Watch Series 7 does not have the physical redesign that we saw rumored. It doesn't have the flat edge or flat side redesign. It is reminiscent of the current Series 6 model, but Apple did increase the screen size by lessening the bezels from the current Series 6 watch. Apple says they've reduced the borders by 40%, which allows for a 20% more screen area. Comes in a 41 and 45 millimeter screen size. You can actually use a full keyboard now right on the Apple Watch, tapping each individual letter. Apple said it is more durable with IP6X certification, which is a higher dust resistance rating and still just as water resistant as before. There's actually faster charging now coming to the Apple Watch, and there'll be a new USB-C charging cable. It'll still be the magnet puck that attaches to the watch, but with a USB-C end, so faster charging on that. It comes in five different aluminum colors and two new watch faces to take advantage of that larger screen real estate. There'll also be stainless steel models and titanium models, but no ceramic model this year. It is still compatible with current Apple Watch band, so that's great to hear. No actual release date for the Apple Watch Series 7, though. Apple said it will be available later this fall, starting at $399 for the Series 7, but no date specifically. The Apple Watch Series 3 is still around at $199, and the Apple Watch SE is still around as well, but now we have the Apple Watch Series 7 coming in at $399. There's a brief mention of Apple Fitness Plus. They have new Pilates and meditation workouts that will be coming to the program. And most notably, this is a big feature, there will now be group workouts available in Apple Fitness Plus. It will support up to 32 people doing a group workout. Now, this is a big play, especially against the likes of Peloton that does the group classes with the bikes and treadmills. Apple said you'll be able to do it on iPhone, iPad, and using AirPlay on Apple TV, which makes sense. You'll need to use that FaceTime camera to actually do the group workout where people can see you and you can see them. But those features will be coming later this fall. Great additions to Apple Fitness Plus. And we'll get to the big iPhone 13 announcement in a moment after we thank our friends at Nebbia. You have heard me talk about Nebbia before. Many have called them the Apple of showerheads, and I'm inclined to agree. I have two Nebbias in my house right now, the Nebbia by Moen Spa shower, which is amazing, and their new Quattro shower, which you can pre-order now and get free shipping. What's awesome about Nebbia is that Tim Cook, none other than Apple's own CEO, who we heard from at today's event, was one of their first investors. The co-founder of Nebbia actually met Tim Cook, and Tim Cook got a Nebbia prototype and said he loved it. You can listen to the whole interview on CNBC. I'll put that link in the show notes. But what I love about Nebbia is their mission is to save water, but give you an incredible shower experience. They're super easy to install. I did it in about 15 minutes, first time ever changing out a shower head, and it wasn't a problem. And the shower experience is awesome. You're enveloped with water. It's a great time to relax. And the shower is important, especially with all the craziness going on in the world today. You need those few minutes a day where you can just relax. And the Nebbia showers, whether you get the Nebbia by Moen Spa shower or the Quattro, give you just that. These showers look incredible in whatever shower you put them in. They come in four finishes, spot resistant nickel, white and chrome, matte black, and black and chrome. I have the spot resistant nickel on both my shower heads. They resist the little water droplet spots and fingerprints, and so they just look great. My kids love the Nebbia by Moen Spa shower because it's height adjustable and it has that wand attachment, which is really cool. And I personally love the Quattro. It's got four different settings on that shower head. Plus, you can remove the Quattro shower head and use it handheld, all built into one. They have other accessories like their shower shelf, which I have, and their towel hooks. Listen, this is the upgrade to your shower that you have been looking for. The Nebbia by Moen Spa Shower starts at just $199, and for Apple Insider listeners, we have a deal for you. The first 50 people to use the promo code AppleInsider at Nebbia.com will get 10% off Nebbia products. Nebbia rarely does deals like this, but they've partnered with us for so long, so it's a great deal to jump in. So go to Nebbia.com/AppleInsider, that's Nebbia.com/AppleInsider, to check out what they have to offer. The first 50 people to use the promo code AppleInsider when checking out will save 10% on Nebbia products. And if you pre-order that Quattro showerhead, you can get free shipping here in the U.S. Again, that's Nebbia.com/AppleInsider. And use the promo code AppleInsider, all one word, to save 10%. Our thanks to Nebbia for sponsoring this episode. Finally, Apple did announce the iPhone 13 officially. We have the iPhone 13 and 13 mini still, so you can still get that mini size. There is a smaller notch, so the Face ID system at the top of the phone is smaller, so not as wide. There's new colors, including a new pink color, which is great. And the screen of the display is brighter on the iPhone 13. It also sports the A15 Bionic like the new iPad mini. It's got two new high-performance cores, two new high-efficiency cores, a faster neural engine. You all know Apple makes incredible silicon, so it's going to be an awesome chip. There's actually a new 12-megapixel wide lens on the iPhone 13 with that sensor shift optical image stabilization. That sensor shift optical image stabilization was only on the Pro Max in the 12 line, so it's great to see it now on the wide camera of the iPhone 13. You don't need to get the Max version for it. But an even bigger upgrade than that is a new cinematic mode for video. Apple spent a long time demoing this during the event, and you'll be able to shift focus while you're filming and even after you film video right there on your iPhone. This cinematic video mode, A, is going to make video look a lot more cinematic, but B, is so cool because it has automatic cinema mode where it will shift focus. If someone looks away from a camera, the camera will automatically focus on something else in the frame. If someone walks into the frame while you're filming with the iPhone, it'll shift focus to that new subject. Or, of course, you can manually shift the focus by tapping on the screen. Pretty incredible stuff. Can't wait to try that out when these iPhones launch. And there's new MagSafe accessories, including a new MagSafe wallet with Find My support. Everybody was asking for this last year. I was hoping for it. And now you'll be able to get that new MagSafe wallet with Find My. The iPhone 13 mini is the least expensive model you can get, and it still starts at $699 for the mini, $799 for the regular iPhone 13. And it's great. It starts at 128 gigabytes of storage. Great to see that as the base level storage, 128 gigabytes, and you can upgrade it to 512 gigabytes of storage. Apple also said battery life on the 13 and the Pro models will be better, about 1.5 hours longer on the iPhone mini, 2.5 hours longer on the 13. Finally, Apple announced the iPhone 13 Pro models. The physical design of the iPhone 13 Pro is very similar to the 12. You have that smaller notch like on the regular 13, which is great. You still have the stainless steel bands around it. Comes in four colors, the space gray, white or silver, a gold color, and a new Sierra blue color. It's like a lighter blue. There is that bigger battery, like Apple said, with the regular 13. The Pro models also get slightly better battery life. There's a new 5-core GPU going into that A15 chip, will allow for a lot of these camera upgrades. And the ProMotion display that has been rumored for a long time is in fact coming to the iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max. The 13 and 13 mini do not get ProMotion display, only the iPhone 13 Pro and Pro Max. This ProMotion display is going to have a variable refresh rate from 10 hertz all the way up to 120 hertz. So this variable refresh rate will be able to slow down when it's not needed to refresh as often, which saves battery life, and be cranked all the way up to 120 hertz for things like scrolling or video that requires that much refresh rate. So great to see ProMotion come to the iPhone 13 Pro. The cameras also get a big upgrade. The telephoto lens on the iPhone 13 Pro now has 3x zoom, so you get even more zoom out of these cameras. The ultra-wide lens goes down to f-stop 1.8, which is great, and the wide camera is f1.5, so you'll be able to get more light in with those lenses, and you can actually now do macro photography and video with the iPhone 13 Pro, which is really cool. Plus, you have that cinematic mode where you can change focus while you're filming, and even after you film, you can refocus in the video. Pretty incredible. And coming later this fall, you'll be able to capture ProRes video right on the iPhone 13 Pro and 13 Pro Max, all the way up to 4K, 30 frames per second. So that ProRes video codec, which was also rumored, is coming to the Pro models. You'll have night mode on each lens, and new photographic styles coming to the iPhone 13 as well. That's the entire lineup. Now, the iPhone 13 Pro model starts at $999. It did not go up in price like there were some rumors. So $1,000 for the Pro, and the Pro Max starts at $1,099. You can upgrade the Pro models all the way up to 1 terabyte of storage if you'd like to do that. If you plan to use all those video features on these iPhone 13 Pro models, especially the ProRes video codec, that 1 terabyte storage option might be good for some of you. You can pre-order all the iPhone 13 models Friday, September 17th. That's this Friday, if you listen to the episode this week. And they will arrive a week later, Friday, September 24th. They'll also be available in stores then, of course, as stock allows. Those were all the announcements from Apple's California streaming event. A big event. We have that redesigned iPad mini, the iPhone 13, 13 Pro, the base model iPad, and the Apple Watch Series 7. Really cool stuff. I am personally very excited for that redesigned mini. Like I said, I actually pre-ordered mine before I began this recording, so that'll be coming Friday, September 24th. Really strong event. I would love to know what you think, listeners. What was your favorite part of the event? What are you going to buy or upgrade to after these announcements? I'd love for you to tweet at me, at Stephen Robles. You can follow me there. Also, don't forget to tune in to the weekly Apple Insider podcast that comes out every Friday. We're going to dive even deeper into the announcements from today on that show. So you want to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/Apple Insider or write an Apple podcast, and you actually get an ad-free, uninterrupted version of the show every week if you support us there. You also get access to a private Discord channel and early access to every episode. Thanks to all of our supporters who do that. And don't forget to check out the HomeKit Insider podcast. I host that with Andrew O'Hara. That comes out every Monday, where we talk about HomeKit devices and smart home stuff. Thanks for joining me on this special recap episode. And I can't wait to dive even deeper on the Apple Insider podcast this Friday.